In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 6th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, hopefully a new podcast released on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately a checkup on you guys. Are you well? Good. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLaporte and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Laporte. Let's get this show started.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing.
Let's do this.
So, how's it going, guys? I mean, it's almost the end of like third week of summer. My God, today marks the 80th day that I had. I have 80 more days until I go back to school, and it's freaking crazy. If you haven't checked out the article I posted recently on DylanLaporte.com, it's a phone upgrade, my 400 writing prompts. I think it's pretty funny. It's very satire, and like, I mean, I don't know if satire is the right word, but it's just very humorous and sarcastic, and I thought it was funny. So boom, there you go. It was basically, the prompt was pick one. I have it right here. Let me just read it to you. Know where are you at? Name one thing you wish your cell phone did for you that it currently does not. I can name 20 things that I wish my phone did, but that it doesn't. But I want to hear what you have to say. So make sure you guys please read the comment, read the article at DylanLaporte.com. It's in my blog, and I'd love to know what do you want your phone to be? What device do you want your phone to be? I mean, the next device would probably be a freaking toaster is my next. Because, I mean, how much more can they upgrade? I mean, is it even, like, what is the phone going to be? It's all glass on the front now. And, like, what is it going to be in freaking 30 years from now? Freaking phone. Is it going to be, like a sheet of paper now with, like, digits on it? God. It's getting crazy and crazier. But I also released a video yesterday on my opinion on backwards compatibility on the PlayStation 5. Not officially named yet. But I am pretty excited about it. Again, I made a whole video about it. It's the whole thing's there. But I'm just the long short of it. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to play the PS5. The PS5 sounds weird now, since I've said PS4 and PS3. PS5 just sounds a little bit weird, but I mean, PS5, PlayStation 5. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if that just rolls off the tongue as well as PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4. PlayStation 5. I don't know. It just sounds weird. But I would highly recommend watching that video, and looking at the blog post that I hope you enjoy and get some value out of, maybe. And make sure you guys, if you haven't already, and I haven't really been saying this that often, but if you haven't, please make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast. It airs, this specific podcast, this version, the Thursday Afternoon Game Chat, obviously airs on Thursday, and then the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast airs obviously on Monday. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe as well and hit the alert button for all new videos. And also, feel free to like, you know? No, thank you. But that is pretty much wraps it up. I hope you guys are having a great Thursday. And so now let's get into Prey. Prey, let's do this. So, Prey is a first-person shooter video game developed by Arkane Studios and published by Bethesda Softworks. The game was released worldwide on May 5th, 2017 for Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. In Prey, the player controls Morgan Yao, I think that's his last name, Morgan Yao, while exploring the space station Talos 1 in orbit around Earth Moon L2, where they had been researching a hostile alien species called the Typhon. As the Typhon escaped confinement, the player uses a variety of weapons and abilities derived from the Typhon to avoid being killed by the aliens while looking to escape the station. The player gains access to areas of the station by acquiring key items and abilities, eventually allowing the player to fully explore the station in an open-world setting. Arcane's Prey is largely unrelated to the 2006 game Prey, developed by the Human Head Studios, and is considered a reimagining of the intellectual property set in a wholly new narrative. While Prey 2, a sequel to the 2006 game, had been planned by Human Head, its development fell following transfer of the intellectual property from 3D Realms to Bethesda Softworks, and was eventually cancelled in 2014. Arcane's game does not use any of the planned sequel's assets and only incorporates the previous game's name and the broad theme of the protagonist being hunted by aliens. Arcane built Prey as a spiritual sequel to System Shock, providing the player with several potential means of progressing within the game. And so, my first opinions of it, this game is definitely taking stuff from System Shock and Half-Life, and, you know, Bioshock took stuff from System Shock and Half-Life, and also Dishonored took stuff from Bioshock, System Shock and Half-Life, so it just keeps going off, and it keeps bouncing off the great games, and I loved, if you ever played Bethesda game, you probably have if you played Skyrim before, but I'm really loving their recent first-person games. First it was Wolfenstein, which was a great game, super great game, and then they had Doom and Wolfenstein 2, and now they also had Dishonored before the first Wolfenstein. The first new iteration of Wolfenstein, yeah. It was Dishonored, Wolfenstein, Doom, Wolfenstein 2, and then Prey? Or was it Prey, Wolfenstein 2, and yeah, something like that. Yeah, anyway, all those games are freaking amazing. They did a great job. I played all those games, and oh my god, they're definitely amazing. The Wolfenstein games are, they're just super crazy, and I'd probably do another Thursday afternoon game chat on them, but oh my god, yeah, just great games, and they keep rolling out all these great first-person games. I mean, they built Skyrim, so boom, there you go, and Dishonored is freaking awesome as well, and also, again, also Doom. I mean, they're super good at making first-person shooters, and Prey is also one of those. Now, when I got into Prey, I didn't really know anything about the 2006 original Prey, and I watched a 15-minute intro to the beginning of Prey on the 2006 Prey, and it looks, I thoroughly enjoyed it. The whole setup, if you go watch it, you're like in a bar and stuff like that, and then you're talking to like your sister or your wife or something, and there's some guys in the bar, and you go to the back, you were looking in the mirror and stuff like that, and you start playing some music, and the music is actually a song that I know, I just can't remember. I think it's Moon Rising or something. It's an older song. And then aliens just come out of nowhere and just lift you guys up and then take them to their spaceship thing, and then I think they harvest them too. And I thought it was super cool. I was like, I really want to play this game. The 2006 game. It might be only on PC though, unfortunately. But yeah, I knew nothing about this original Prey, and it took, and again, this is a spiritual sequel to the 2006 Prey. And I really enjoyed playing this version of Prey. So with that, let me get into the plot a little bit, and then I won't spoil anything besides the video footage that you are currently seeing. It's like 15 minutes of gameplay, the first 15 minutes of gameplay of the first Prey, of the Prey 2017 game. So Prey takes place in an alternate timeline where the United States President John F. Kennedy survived his assassination in 1963. The failed assassination catalyzed Kennedy to direct more funding into the space program, allowing it to flourish and accelerating the space race. A species of eosocial aliens called the Typhon is encountered on the Sputnik 1. The United States and the Soviet Union work together to fight off and capture the Typhon, unbeknownst to the general public. Together, they build the space station Kolekta, Russian for cage, to be used as a prison for the Typhon, situated in orbit around the moon. The United States eventually takes full ownership of the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991 and reuses Kolekta as part of the project of Project Axiom. Research labs atop the prison spaces to study the Typhon and bring advances learned from that to Earth. After the Pobeg incident in 2000, where some scientists aboard the station lost their lives to the Typhon, along with geopolitical instability at the time, the United States shuttered Project Axiom, leaving the captive Typhon alive. By 2025, the newly founded TriStar Corporation acquires Kolekta, and by 2030 has refiltered it as Talos 1. Refitted it as Talos 1, a fully operational research laboratory to study the Typhon and develop advances in neuroscience. This leads to the creation of neuromods that harnesses the Typhon's psychology to restructure the human brain to grant the user new abilities, including superhuman ones. TriStar grows financially successful from the sales of neuromods on Earth. At the time of the game setting, about 2035, TriStar has further expanded the station to make for suitable living quarters for its staff that spend up to 2 years on the station between regular shuttles to Earth. And now with that, again, super sci-fi. It's not that complicated, but it's not a horror game per se. It's more of a psychological game. And while the aliens are, you gotta run and make sure you protect yourself, and ammo is very scarce in the game, as well as you have to make stuff and gather resources and stuff. And you do have the ability to have powers. So for instance, in Dishonored and in Dishonored 2, when I'm playing a stealth game, I rarely want to actually kill somebody or just make a lot of noise, because I'm trying to be stealthy in a stealth game. I know Dishonored can be both, but it's very preferred that you're being stealthy at it, and I really like that aspect to it. And so for the first two Dishonored games, I actually beat Dishonored, the first Dishonored, completely stealthy and completely without being seen, and I finally got a platinum for it. And it was freaking awesome doing that. I didn't do that on my first try. It took me a while to do that. But on my second, my first try playing Dishonored 2, I completely went in the game. I did get seen. People did see me, but I played the game without killing a single person. And it felt rewarding, and I felt, like I accomplished, like, an awesome feat. Granted that they give you way more sleeper darts in this game than the first Dishonored, but it was really fun having that option and taking the harder route so I can have a greater reward at the end. At least I felt that I had a greater reward, because when you actually don't kill people in Dishonored, it actually reflects back on the world, and so you're actually doing better, and you're making levels easier for you in the future by playing easy now, which was, I found that, like, oh my god, because when I played the first Dishonored game, and I played through regularly, like, I didn't know what to do. I was just killing people and just, like, trying to survive and trying to hide and stuff like that, and always failed because I didn't know the mechanics of the game. And so I always failed and tried to hide and stuff like that. And so the infection, the plague, got bigger and bigger. And so in the and when I played it stealthy and didn't really kill anybody or just put people to sleep and incapacitated people, I didn't the infection didn't spread. It actually lessened, and areas where enemies and stuff that would attack you were gone, or they were just normal people saying, "Hey, what's up?" And so in Prey, you have that choice of being, you have a similar choice where you can use these neural mods and actually have psycho abilities, and or not, or you could just work on being stealthy and lockpicking and armor boosting and stuff like that. And I actually focused, I made the game harder for me, and I actually focused more on being stealthy and just building up armor and just having like a good person. And so I didn't have, I used zero neuromods. I got to play the game on my second playthrough and do your neuromods because I'm trying to get a platinum in this game, so you got to go both ways. But it was super fun and challenging not to have those abilities, because you got to learn in different ways. And it was super hard. I mean, there was moments where I was like, I'm trying to get this alien. I'm just like, go away, just die. Because I was challenging myself. And I like games that give me that. And I thought Prey did an excellent job at doing that. And then also, one other thing is that the game is actually, you can beat this game in like under 6 hours or less, just because there's multiple endings to the game. And I'm not gonna spoil anything, but yeah, there's multiple endings to the game, and it's super fun, but it encourages exploration. So you can beat the game once you unlock certain levels, certain areas, but it allows for exploration. You can do so much more. There's so much to explore in the space station, so much to do, so many side quests, so many people to interact with. At the very beginning, it doesn't feel like that. You do feel claustrophobic and isolated and stuff like that. And the more you go through the game, the bigger it gets and the crazier it gets. And it's just insane. And the story is, I think the story is, it's thin if you do not do the most in the game. Like, I didn't really read anything in the game. I don't really read anything into the game unless I'm super invested. Like, I love Bioshock and Bioshock Infinite. So I read like pretty much everything. I was like, because I was invested in the world. But in this, I didn't feel like the story was thin, but you do need to explore and find quests and accomplish stuff and just like gather information and just look around and explore. And again, follow like blood trails into like bathrooms and stuff. You'll probably be attacked, but you'll get something out of it, from it. And so in that way, I really enjoyed the gameplay and basically the gameplay and the story and stuff like that. But ultimately, going back to the gameplay is pretty much like any other. Again, if it's inspired by System Shock, Half-Life, Bioshock, and even their game Dishonored, it's definitely going to be the gameplay, first-person, usual gameplay, you know. Because if you ever play, again, if you ever play Bioshock, you have these, I can't remember the fluids that you drink and the shots that you take. God, I can't remember them. But they give you electricity and fire and stuff like that. It's basically the same thing with neuromods. And it just, like, goes into your helmet or your head, or you stall it in your body and stuff like that. So it's another weird thing because it messes with your mind when you're adding neuromods. It messes with your head. And so it's super cool, like that. And so it's pretty basic if you ever played those games before. Again, the gameplay is just, like, regular first-person shooter. But I felt like the enemies were challenging, and the gameplay was awesome, and I felt the story was great as well. I wanted to go into the sales right now. I'm going a little bit over time. But I wanted to go into the sales right now, and the critical reception Prey received generally favorable reviews from critics, according to Metacritic. Critics praised the fully realized atmosphere of Talos One, with some labeling it as a luxurious sci-fi playground. On the other hand, combat proved decisive. GameSpot's Tumor Hazen found fight sequences rewarding, while IGN's Dan Stapleton considered combat Prey's biggest weakness, partly due to periods of AI unresponsiveness. Concerning the story, GameSpot found protagonist Morgan Yu's journey somewhat thin, and trusted reviews called the storyline lacking. Eurogamer ranked the game 12th on their list of top 50 games of 2017, and so on and so forth with the other. It won some Game of the Year awards as well. And Prey debuted at number 2 on the weekly sales chart in the United Kingdom, trailing the Nintendo Switch port of Mario Kart 8. These figures were considered disappointing due to the lack of competition from AAA new releases and the fact that the opening week sales were 38% down from Arkane's previous title, Dishonored 2. Additionally, Bethesda's decision to hold review copies until outlets mentioned the official release date as a factor for the weak launch. However, Prey captured the top spot in the second week of release, besting Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, a rise particularly attributed to the positive reception the game received from critics. The sales were down 32% from its debut week. In doing so, Prey became the first Bethesda game since 2016's Doom to reach number 1 on the United Kingdom weekly sales chart. In Japan, Prey debuted at number 5 on the weekly sales chart when it released in late May with 7,105 copies sold for the PlayStation 4. However, the Xbox version did not make the charts. PlayStation! And so with that, I'm going to give it like an 8.5
out of 10 for me. I really enjoyed playing the game.
Okay, guys, so the audio just went out for some reason on when I was editing the video. It just was like robot-y, static-y and stuff like that, so I don't know really why that happened, but hopefully it doesn't happen again. Okay, so with that, again, I give it an 8.5. out of 10, Prey. I thought it was a super great game. I love the gameplay. I love the story. Even though it wasn't the best game, that's why I gave it an 8.5. It wasn't the best game, but there was a lot of stuff I did love about the game, and I love how it like messed with your mind and like all the how it was inspired by past games, and I really felt that, and I really was at home when playing the game. It was just super fun. It reminded me a lot of what is based off of, but you know, Dishonored and BioShock and stuff like that. And so I really enjoyed the game. So, hope you guys enjoyed this, and so with that, in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the 6th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, hopefully, a new podcast is released on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately to check up on you guys. Find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLepore and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and feel free to chat with me on Twitter at Dylan's Legos. I'd love to know if you guys played Prey before or if you watched this video. Just hit me up. Say, hey, I watched your video. Great video. Awesome. I'll be like, hey, thanks. Appreciate it. Check out the blog post I did and the other video I did. And I don't really say that often, but make sure you please subscribe if you want to keep up to date with my videos. And if you're watching these videos and if you haven't subscribed yet, please do. It's the best way to show your support and put on the alerts if you want to stay up to date on when I'm posting. And again, Monday and Thursday usually, and sometimes and mainly Wednesday. But, I mean, it's fun doing this. I hope you guys enjoy this and grab some value out of this thing I'm doing. And so, I hope you guys enjoy it. And let me know if you guys play Prey. And if you tried beating it under 6 hours, I don't know why somebody would buy a game and only play it for 6 hours, $10. an hour, which is kind of a ripoff. But I'd love to know if you guys did that. Again, I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing. Let's do this.